We have a doctrinal conference that's coming up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so I will not be ministering until after the doctrinal conference in May. Amen. And we thank God that we have not concentrated on personalities here. Amen. As long as the gospel of the grace of God, as long as you get the message, I don't think that in the days when the paper boys used to deliver the paper, it didn't really matter to us who delivered the paper, as long as we got the paper. Amen. So, who delivers the message this morning is secondarily, but we thank God for the messenger today in the person of Deacon Howard Gavin, who shall come to us now with the gospel of the grace of God, that message. Amen. The mystery. Everybody see the mystery. That message that was unknown in prior generations,
amen,
now revealed through his call and separated apostles,
right,
and prophets for this age.
Yes.
Let us receive right now the messenger, but more important, the message, the gospel of the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Deacon Howard Gavin.
Praise
amen.
Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise be God Almighty,
yes,
who is our Father. And unto him we look, and let us have a word of prayer before we enter into his word. Righteous and eternal God, our Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Bless you, Lord, and praise you for your goodness and your great and amazing and matchless grace. Lord, we ask that you have your way with your servant and in your precious word unto those, Lord, whom you have caused and drawn to listen, those in our immediate presence and those, Lord, throughout, my God, this earth, through our web broadcast. Bless us, Lord, to the end that we might be enlightened, and being enlightened, we might be encouraged.
Yes,
oh, God, as we go through this entity, this created entity called time. Now, bless your servant. Bless his lips, Lord. Bless your people in the hearing and reception, according as thou hast preordained. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our base scripture is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Our subject matter we are yet dealing with and in is God's sovereignty in election unto salvation. We unabashedly say that because we believe, after scriptural exegesis and leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit, that this is God's truth in the mystery for his people, the church, which is Christ's body, in this dispensation. Truth that was kept hid from ages and from generations, the Lord revealed it unto the Apostle Paul for the grace church in the grace dispensation,
yes,
which is Christ's body. No one else is Christ's body but members of the grace church. His elect are from all ages, amen, Adam, on to the end of time, but none are designated the body of Christ, but we in the grace dispensation. Amen. God's sovereignty in election to salvation. Sovereignty means God's supreme or absolute right in choosing. Election means the act or the instance of choosing or selecting. God chose some and rejected others before time in his eternal decree to salvation, which is our eternal sonship positioning or relationship in the body of Christ. And in salvation, we have deliverance from sin. Christ died for all of our sin, that is the body of Christ. And all the elect of the ages, Christ died, I said all of the elect of the ages, Christ died for or on behalf of their and our sin. So salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. It is preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or ultimate loss. That is salvation. In salvation, you are safe. Amen. Creation and physical creation and time is gone already in God's decree. Look at the book of Revelation. The angel said that there should be time no more. But, amen, irregardless of what happens in time, our existence is beyond time, and we are safe, eternally secure, safe, irregardless of what goes down. Our base scripture again is Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 7. Ella, please. Ella Liverman is our designated reader. Ella, begin reading, and you can the first two verses from the King James Version. Afterward, please cross over to the interlinear Greek text. We take the interlinear Greek text because he has the Greek word above the English rendering, and his feet are held more closely to the fire in accurately displaying or delivering what the text is saying. But we go further. We go into exegesis. Exegesis is literal or literary, in this case, scriptural interpretation of the original text and from the original language. Not to be or to become, as you will see in these verses coming up, but to know who we are, what we have, what we can expect. We already are. Let me let the word of God speak to you. Elder, please begin reading at Ephesians 1, verse 1. And like I said, from the King James Version, you can read verses 1 and 2. Then we'll go to the interlinear Greek text.
Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with the first verse.
Yes, sir.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ,
belong
by the will
Christ,
of God.
By God's will.
To the saints which are at Ephesus.
To the saints which are at Ephesus.
And to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
And to the faithful, as we are caused to be faithful, we bear the faithfulness of Christ. Amen. But in ourselves, we are not faithful. Only he is faithful, and he causes us to act or to operate faithfully. If you see me doing right, the Lord is using me. Amen. The good works, according to Ephesians 2 and 10, they have been pre-assigned unto us, the good works. Otherwise, the depraved nature, which has also been assigned in our depraved flesh, will act accordingly. Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present with me. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the faithfulness is of Christ. We are only faithful as he causes us to act in faithfulness and manifestation according to what he has actualized in eternity. Ella, hold it right there and let me get these two words straight and out. Two words I want to keep before you, as much as I am enabled and caused to, is actualization, actual, or actualize, in its verb, noun, and adjectival description. It means to bring into being or existence. It is to cause to exist or existing as a fact or real, existing in the presence, not imaginary or bygone. That's actualization, and it is in God's decree. Stuff is not coming up in the entity of time and our operation and existence physically in it is not just happening or in happenstance or popping up as we see it. Everything that manifests, our next word, is according to God's actualized decree in a one saying. One saying, all existence. One. We are limited in everything. Everything, we are limited.
Amen.
In the amount of money you can make or keep. In the health that you enjoy, in the beauty and the effervescence of your appearance that we enjoy, especially when we are young. It's limited and it's temporary.
Amen.
But in God,
yes.
One saying, he is unlimited. One saying, all existence, everything, the visible and the invisible. He has actualized everything in a saying.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the ages, amen, were created through a saying, not the word. That word is rhemati, not logos, which is the Greek word for word. Through a saying that the things which are seen, and that's the passive voice, God causes things to manifest that he have actualized in a saying. The things being seen do not come of things that do appear, other stuff that's seen. Amen. Again, passive voice, present tense, passive voice. The next word, as I said, is manifestation. Manifestation is that which you can see in the physical. It is that which is revealed of God. Actualization is that which causes a thing to exist or brings a thing into existence, but manifestation is that which God causes or shows creation and creatures to behold in physicality with our physical eyes. And by the way, we can't trust our eyes. We can trust God's actualized decree and his word.
Amen.
We walk by faith, the unseen, according to what God has said, not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right, Elder, let's go back and continue in Ephesians chapter 1, verse. Did we finish verse 1, Elder?
Verse 2 now.
All right, verse 2.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Grace to you.
Grace to you.
And peace.
That is the people of God, and speaking primarily to, in the grace dispensation, to members of the body of Christ. We are represented in churches and denominations and gatherings, and some are not, but many of them, maybe most of God's people are represented, a representative of the body of Christ in various denominations and churches and assemblies and groups. But it is a representation of who we are. And you get the anarchy and the chaos and the division, which denominations is, because we are manifested in the flesh. Amen. As opposed to who we actually all are, members of the body of Christ, eternal. We didn't begin at a certain time in history. We are members of the body of Christ, actually, truly, really, for real. All right, grace to you and what, Elder?
And peace.
Peace from where?
From God our Father.
Now you know where your peace comes from. Don't look to Washington. Pray for those. Pray for those in authority in the city, state, and national government. But don't look there for your peace. Don't look around in your home for your peace.
Amen.
If peace is there, it's according to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Grace, goodness, kindness, benevolence, goodwill, and peace is from God. From God. And God is who, Elder?
From God, our Father.
He's our Father. We have fathers according to the flesh.
Yes.
We look like them. We act like them. Amen. We shape like them, and on and on and on. I'm the son of a former moonshiner. I drink moonshine just like him. Until the Lord, my God and eternal Father, separated me from that. Now, if we are like our fathers according to the flesh, how much more in 13 of Paul's 14 epistles, he say grace in the, at least the first chapter, grace and peace from God our Father. And or even the Lord Jesus Christ. He continually tells us that he is our Father. Amen. Our natural fathers, as I said, we look like them, act like them, shape like them, do like them, and we die according to the flesh, just like them. Amen. On the other hand, God, that keeps informing us that he is our Father. He is eternal. He is omniscient. Hallelujah. He is spirit, not flesh. Amen. Omnipresent, unlimited.
Thank God.
In all respects.
Amen.
And we are in our actualized essence just like our Father God. Our beginning, our existence is not flesh, it's spirit.
Amen.
As next couple of verses is going to display to us this spirit, and it's eternal.
Thank God.
Our actual essence is not temporary, like we die according to our fathers of the flesh. Mm-hmm. It is eternal. Our actual true existence is eternal. Amen. It just has not been manifested unto us in this venue of physicality, time, in earthly physical consciousness. Consciousness is knowing and awareness. But when this is gone, that which is remains. Amen. Eternal consciousness kicks right in. Hallelujah. All right, Ella, let's go on.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
And our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes.
Verse 3,
mm-hmm, from the
Interlinear Greek text.
Uh-huh.
Blessed the God.
And Father.
Of the Lord of us.
Of the Lord of us. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The having blessed us. With every blessing spiritual.
Here we have the aorist tense. Aorist tense is a completed action.
Glory to God.
It was always completed. And the only venue where you can have always completedness is eternity. Time has had a beginning in creation, and look into Revelation, the angel said, time shall be no more. It has an end. Time itself.
Amen.
We are governed by time according to physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is time. Time to do this, time to do that, time to stop this, start that. But time has an end. In our actualized essence, we are not captive, and certainly God is not. In our actual essence, we are not captivated by any time, and it will be manifested when we are manifested, not begin, manifested in our eternal consciousness and actual abode, members of the body of Christ. Blessed God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who having blessed us in each and every blessing spiritual. Why? They're eternal, and that's who we are. We are spirit, so we have spiritual blessings. In the flesh, we eat because we have physical bodies. We eat physical food. But actually, really, eternally, spiritual blessings for those who are spirit first and manifested in the created entity of time, in physicality. Read on, Elder.
Every blessing spiritual,
uh-huh,
in the heavenlies in Christ.
In the heavenlies. And where are the heavenlies?
In Christ.
The heavenlies are in Christ. New Jerusalem is not heaven. It is the city that God has to come down to the earth, the new earth, New Jerusalem, new earth. But the heavenlies, all creation, all the heavenlies are in Christ.
In Christ, yes.
And again, we are his body. We are his body. All creation is in him. And there we are also. Amen. Here, limitation. In our actualized essence, no limitation. None. We are in for an awakening, a real one. Amen. All right, read on, Elder.
Amen. Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
As he chose us in him.
As he chose us in him.
Before
not
foundation.
Them, not those, not they, but he chose certain ones, us, in him. Mm-hmm. Before what?
Before foundation of world.
Before foundation or creation of world. Before. Before. Pre. Before creation. He chose us. Selected us in him. Uh-huh.
Holy and blameless before him in love.
Separated and without blame. In the body of Christ, in our actualized essence, no sin. Period. Period. In our actualized essence. But in the flesh, in physical creation, the Lord God decreed a sin nature to his beloved, whom he has placed in time, in bodies. He also gave us a sin nature, that which opposes him. No big, no one out of the world thing. He created opposition unto himself, the devil, evil, Isaiah 45:7. God created evil. Where would it come from? If the creator, not one of the creators, if the creator had not brought it in, where would it come from?
Amen.
And if it was not actualized in God's eternal decree, one saying, it could not manifest. The creator spoke everything into existence. The unlimited God. One saying. Hebrews 11:3. One saying. All. Absolute all. We have a sin nature in our flesh because God decreed it in there for testimony of what he has purposed.
Yes.
For us to go through the transactions and the predicaments of life. This is why God put it there. Opposition unto him, that his glory will exceed and be magnified even the more. Look where he brought me from. Hallelujah. That's just a hint, an earthly hint of the glorious praise that the Lord will receive from all of us. Hallelujah. Having gone through this dominion, earthly, physicality, sinful, personal sin, full, in our deliverance, according to conscious deliverance, from time, from physicality, God causing us to resonate with our eternal consciousness. Yes. Consciousness mean awareness and knowing. Amen. When Paul was knocked unconscious, taken outside of Lystra and stone, he was knocked unconscious in physicality, according to physicality. He didn't know ant from bumblebee. But he was very aware where his consciousness was. Again, conscious mean aware and knowing. He said, I knew a man about 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, you all in the medical field know, when you're unconscious, you don't know nothing according to physicality. But eternal consciousness kicked in, and he knew where he was. He said, I was caught up to the third heavens, and I heard things that were unutterable, things that he didn't have human vernacular to convey when his earthly consciousness was returned unto him, when he became conscious again in physicality. But he was very conscious in spirituality. The same thing with us. God's word is to inform us, to cause us, amen, to be encouraged while we're going through. The glory already is, according to Romans 8 and the 28 through 30. We're already glorified. We're eternally in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Liberman always alludes to Colossians 2, 9 and 10. We are having been completed in him. Our tomorrows already are in God's saying. Come on with it, Ellen. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen. To unblemished work, holy and unblemished before him in love.
Chose us in him before foundation of creation of the world, holy and without blame, unblemished in our actualized essence in Christ's spirit. Not this boy. Somebody said this boy never gets it and is full of it, but it never gets it. Before him in love, always in love. Well, you don't know how I messed up. In love. Where do you think this come from again? God placed this in our flesh as he placed his eternal children in flesh and a sign of depraved nature, so that who would get the glory as we mess up and have to call on him to deliver us in every situation. If you get ticked off at God, guess who got to untick you? Because you want, or I want my way. God has to rescue us from this which he assigned to us.
Amen. Yes.
Go ahead, Ella.
Having predestinated us to adoption of sons.
In love, having predestinated us, pro arizo, to determine or decree beforehand. Beforehand. God is not making daily decisions. He's not making up stuff as it goes. Everything in a scene, God spoke it into existence. All.
Everything. Amen.
All the history of mankind, all the ages,
yes.
As everything. It states, everything, the visible and invisible, every act, every move, every thought, God spoke it into existence.
I hear you.
And every ounce of it is unto his eternal glory. He created evil for his glory, Satan for his glory.
Amen.
Our sin nature in the flesh, so hit for his glory.
Amen.
And we will praise him eternally, the likes of which we can't even fathom in these limited bodies.
Amen.
But in unlimitedness, all glory and praise, which our finite, limited minds cannot even envision. Read on, Elder, having predestinated us unto the adoption of what?
Of sons through Jesus Christ.
Of sonship through Jesus Christ.
To him, according to the good pleasure of the will of him.
Amen. He has done it unto him. He has caused us to be sons or in sonship positioning unto him. This is further confirmation that we are actually more than we were of our earthly fathers. We are children of God, members particularly of the body of Christ.
Yes, amen.
To himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Saints, let me fill you in on a little something, a little secret. You can tell it if you want to. You will never measure up in this.
Never.
You always are going to fall short.
I hear you.
And in falling short, God has preordained everything. You are going to run to him.
Amen.
For deliverance in your mind, your body, and your spirit. That's according to God.
Amen.
Everything is preordained. Preset.
I hear you.
Oh, glory. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Finish that, Ella, if we can.
Verse 6.
And all of this is to what, Ella?
To to praise of glory.
Praise of glory.
Of the grace of him.
Of the grace of him.
Of which he favored.
Of which he favored us.
Us in the.
In the.
Having been loved.
All aorist tense. Everything is finished. Done. He favored us in the beloved. All to the praise of the glory of his grace. It was done in eternity in God, in a saying, not in time after he had manifested us in this. Because we know who would get the glory if we were doing well, especially all the time or even most of the time. Our heads would be super. You know how you walk up to the counter in the restaurant and say, supersize me. Our heads would be supersized and God would barely get the glory. But in our weaknesses, he gets all the glory, the praise and honor. And he has seen to it by assigning that boy in the flesh. Paul said again, when I would do good, evil is present with me. Finish that verse 7, Elder.
Verse 7. Mm-hmm. In whom we have the redemption.
Christ Jesus, in whom. That's who he's talking about. In whom we have the redemption.
Through the blood of him.
Through the blood of him.
The forgiveness of trespasses.
The forgiveness of trespasses. All of them. There can be no unrighteousness in the body of Christ. All of our sins have been forgiven according to the riches of the grace of God our Father. Through the blood. Amen. Through the blood. Amen. Now I'm reading from the document, an excerpt. I purposely didn't pass it out because it's short. I'm going to read one paragraph from the document. For one to understand the impact of a grace praise, we now focus on the meaning of the Greek phrase translated his glorious grace. Note the King James, as well as other versions, translate with equal justification the general phrase, unto the praise of the glory of his grace. Here the basis of this rendition is the thought that I, having been foreordained, that is prognosko. Gnosko is the scholarly minds understand is to know, and pro is the Greek derivative of before. So foreordained or know previously is unto the end of the praise of the glory that belongs to grace. Everything was done before creation. Before the sin nature was assigned to the flesh of us, process-wise through Adam and unto all humanity. Everything was already set and finished. Before we had chance to get the big head, but we do it anyway because of sin nature in the flesh. But the actual, in God's word unto us, the mystery, that volume of truth that the resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ revealed to the Apostle Paul for the grace church, which is Christ's body. To the praise of the glory that belongs to his grace, as indicative of the genitive case of possession, possession or ownership. Our focus is on the Greek word thoxis, as we believe it to be most effectively rendered glorious in verse 6. Here it depicts God's honorable, splendid, exalted grace. In verse 2, the word charitos, grace, depicts that which is given free. You don't have to say it faster. No, slow down. Say it slower. You don't have to be I didn't hear you say so and so. You don't have to walk the aisles. If you did, as I did, oh well. But that's not what brought you in. You were in eternally in God's decree. We were chosen in Him. Please get this, world. Be for the foundation or even creation of the world. Let alone us coming together, coming in this, or being manifested in this before. Being holy then. You don't work to get holy. You are, that word primarily means separated.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Separated.
Glory to God.
Unto Him. Unto Him. We are Christ's body in this dispensation, the grace dispensation. His word has come to inform us, not to make us, but to inform us of what God has eternally done. Let me say this while this is on the cusp of my mind. We didn't put ourselves in or get ourselves in Christ. That was done before creation of the world and before we ever became a joy in our mother's eye or father. And there is nothing that can get us out of Christ. Not even the one that you see when you look in the mirror. Especially that one. Nothing can get us out of the Almighty. You mean to tell me almightiness, absoluteness cannot keep that which is His? He created time and all its atrocities and entities and happenings for His glory. And we are already glorified in our actual essence. Amen. So it refers to the gracious act of foreordaining His elect solely, only, totally, based upon Jesus' gracious act of dying on the cross for us. Amen. It was representation of that which was spoken into existence in God's decree. As real as it was in manifestation, it was not the actual. A thing is in God's having said it or spoken it into existence, actualized it in one decree. The seeing of it, including Calvary, was testimony, evidence of the actual. The one saying or decree of God.
Glory.
All of it. Everything that you encounter according to God.
Amen.
Is according to what He has pre-assigned.
Amen.
Unto us.
Mm-hmm.
If you oops and run a red light. If you oops and what we call an accident. Everything is according to God. Homelessness and hunger. What did Jesus say in corroboration in the kingdom gospel? The poor you have with you always to God's glory. He has provided everything. Everything that we see, encounter, is for testimony only. And testimony is evidence of what God has determined. And a sign in His one saying or decree. That's all it's for. Testimony of what God has done. What God has purposed for His glory. When we consider that apart from the manifestation, there's the other word, of God's grace, of predestination in eternity, are gathered here, loving the Lord in these bodies, calling on Him, is manifestation for testimony. We are actually in the body of Christ.
Yes.
For those of you in foreign countries or abroad, and even in America, that remember the story, The Wizard of Oz. Everything that Dorothy encountered in Oz, the running, the fear, the indignation at the wizard fooling folk, the friendship, the associations, the longing to be home, it was all in her conscious resonation. None of it was real. The whole time she was in the bed in Kansas, and it was all according to her conscious resonation that was in Oz. But actually, she was home. And I said it for this reason. Everything you are expecting, everything that you have physically associated yourself with or going through or done, none of it is actual. When we are out of here in conscious resonation in eternity, where we actually, really are, all this will be just an imagination of what God had purposed for us to resonate with consciously. We have never left Christ. We are in Him. The scripture never speaks of us going to be in Christ. It always speaks of us as in Him. Right now, we're in Christ. Nothing can take us out of Christ. You remember Peter? See, we have to stay in our gospel. I'm just confirming something. David said, "Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me." We don't have to pray that. We are actually in Christ eternally. Peter denied the Lord with his mouth, but the Lord in his love, Peter belonged to the Lord. He told him, say, go tell my disciples and Peter that they meet me in Jerusalem. Peter denied with his mouth, but that was not who Peter was. He was a servant of the Lord. Actually. On the other hand, you heard of Judas. Judas did everything that all of the others did. When the Lord sent them to go preach, heal the sick, and even raise the dead. Look in Matthew chapter 10. He didn't say, Judas, everybody but you. No, 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 no. Judas went also. He didn't partake of the Lord's Supper. He went out before the partaking of that which the Lord said in remembrance of me. But he preached, he healed, did miracles along with the rest of them. He was with them. He acted like them. He was doing like they did. He looked like them and smelt even like them. But he was not. You won't find one example of any disciple saying, I know you're not one of us. They all thought that he was truly in. Nothing can take you out if you are in. And I don't mean if, maybe. But since you are in, nothing can take you out. And if you're not his, no work can put you in. Salvation is of the Lord. And he gives it or have given it to those whomsoever he has determined. But it's not to us to just try to decide who's God, who God's elect are. I brought that Judas situation up. He was just like them. Did everything they did. Went wherever they went. They never say, you rascal, you're not one of us. You're not saved. You're going to burn. They never said that. The Lord knoweth them that are his.
Amen.
His elect are his elect, solely based upon Jesus' gracious act of dying on the cross for us.
Yes, Lord.
When we consider that apart from the manifestation of God's grace, a predestination in eternity and Calvary in time, none would be saved. Thus, our highest praise, our adoration, our gratitude, our thanks and thanksgiving should be reserved for the glorious, splendid, exalted grace of God.
Yes.
I'm going to, again, I won't get where I wanted to go, but Elder, turn with me to the book of Acts again, the 13th chapter, and those in my immediate presence, and if so, those that are watching. Now this is a rendition of Paul preaching in Antioch of Pisidia in the synagogue. And some believing Jews, as well as religious proselytes, Gentiles, that were joined themselves to Judaism, they received the word of the Lord. And to them, Paul speaking to them, Paul and Barnabas, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. Nothing here is begun in time. These are aorist tenses. They followed Paul, aorist indicative. When the congregation was broken up, even, I said everything is according to God, even the breaking up of the, and like us breaking up in this service, already ordained of God. Everything. You're missing a turn and saying, according to God.
Amen.
According to God.
Amen.
Here, imperfection in our actual essence, the body of Christ, total perfection. But here, imperfection, sin manifesting, weakness manifesting for God's glory. And when we get through saying whatever we're saying, when we miss out on something or miss something, God has to rescue us.
Amen.
For his glory.
Amen.
So they asked that these words be spoken unto them the next Sabbath. And these are the words that Paul spoke. Read verse 47 and 48. This is according to God's sovereignty in election.
Thank
and
God.
I will end here.
Acts chapter 13,
yes.
Verse 47
from the Insulinia Greek text.
From the Insulinia Greek text. Acts chapter 13, verse 47.
Mm-hmm. Some accepted what Paul was preaching. Some out of envy talked against him and opposed him. Some did receive. Some did not. Let's see why. We're going to see why some receive. Now, that's not to say that everybody that reject the gospel does not belong to the Lord. But the scripture is revealing to us the difference in election unto Christ and non-election of those that are not dearly his. All right. 47, Elder. Interlinear Greek text.
Acts chapter 13, verse 47 in the interlinear Greek text.
Mm-hmm.
For thus has commanded us the Lord.
Perfect tense, passive voice. Perfect tense is a completed action with the in eternity with the results coming right down to the present, whenever the present is or was. 1,000 years ago, 1,000 years ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect tense. Completed in eternity in one decree of God.
Mm-hmm.
The results manifesting right down to the present. Manifesting, showing up. All right, the Lord has commanded us.
I have set thee same for a
thing.
Light of nations.
Same thing, perfect indicative. It was done in eternity. Everything is according to God in his one saying or decree, the ages, all. By one saying,
To be thee for salvation to end of the earth.
To be thee a light or for salvation to the end of the earth. They were not bringing salvation. They were bringing the confirmation. Mm-hmm. Remember the perfect tense, completed, and coming right down to the present. They were only bringing the confirmation. When one begins to manifest believing in the Lord, it is manifestation, not just beginning. It is showing forth what the Lord has already assigned or predetermined. All right? Read verse 48.
Uh-huh. And hearing the nations rejoice.
And hearing that gospel truth, the nations or the Gentiles rejoice. Yay!
Mm-hmm. And glorified the word of the Lord.
And glorified the word of the Lord coming sent unto them.
And believe.
And here is what I want the world to hear and get. And those that were rejoicing in hearing the word of the Lord.
Believe.
Some already rejected and was opposing Paul. Mm-hmm. But others, Jews and Gentiles, wanted to hear more. If you desire hearing the things of God, it's because there's life in you, mm-hmm. eternal life.
Amen.
God has caused it for confirmation in your spirit. We already are, but the Lord confirms it to us. That's not the day of that we got saved. That is the day that we come to know the Lord in the pardoning of our sins and the salvation, which is eternal. Not just beginning on a certain day in a certain year in a certain church on a certain preacher. And what elder?
And as many as were.
And as many as were. Perfect tense and passive voice. Completed action in eternity. Completed. Finish. The sovereignty of God in choosing his some unto salvation. His elect. Unto salvation. And as many as were, what elder again?
And as many as were.
Were.
Having been disposed
having
to life
been
eternal.
Disposed or given or predetermined salvation or life eternal. Everything here is temporary. Jobs, money, homes, family, health. Everything here, cars, lands, riches, brokenness, everything, health, non-health, everything is temporary. But in our actual essence, in the body of Christ, these ones were predisposed or preordained or preassigned eternal life. That is what is. Sometimes it manifests. Sometimes God does not manifest it. But because it is not manifested and we see it or hear somebody say something that we think is correct and proper, or we see them come down the aisle and shake the preacher's hand and repeat the sinner's prayer, that is not what brings us or brought us in. Salvation is eternal. For we were chosen in him before the foundation or creation of the world, being holy or separated unto him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children or sons. In love unto him.
Thank God.
Children of God, you be encouraged.
Yes. Amen.
All the stuff that your flesh can conjure up and the havoc that it can wreak does not change. In no way has any determination or change in who you actually are. Nothing, including our own selves, our own shortcomings, God has to keep us from them. according to this. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God bless you.